All right, we have absolute panic breaking out in Washington, D.C. as the new objective of the Iranian war is to, pardon my French, fix the fuck up of the original objective. Whatever that was, whether it was regime change or nuclear related, the entire mission has now transitioned into opening the Strait of Hormuz. Iran is waging asymmetric warfare because the United States does have a stronger military. That is true. I mean, that's not very impressive. Iran's Navy and Air Force was decades and decades old and rather obsolete, so they decided to close the Strait of Hormuz with strategic mines and missiles and wage asymmetric warfare. Now, let me set the stage for you here, because J.D. Vance, the Vice President of the United States, is the person who railed the hardest against wars throughout the past 5 years, throughout his political career. Since this war started, he has been rather quiet. He emerged for one interview with Benny Johnson, maybe. He's maybe taken a few questions about the war, but usually he's out there on Twitter arguing, leading the way on these types of issues. When Renee Nicole Good was shot in her car, he was out there on Twitter 30 minutes after retweeting posts about her being a domestic terrorist. No reservations when it comes to other issues, but now J.D. Vance is basically nowhere to be seen. At the same time, Marco Rubio, our current Secretary of State, who is having, you know, he has much more time in the media due to being the Secretary of State and being involved in foreign affairs, he is beginning to gain on J.D. Vance in the polls. A conservative conference named CPAC just happened, and Marco Rubio is beginning to gain. Donald Trump is refusing to endorse J.D. Vance. The stakes are becoming increasingly high. J.D. Vance likely feels pressured to support this war because Marco Rubio is going to outflank him from the right if he doesn't. We're going to break this all down. Drop a like. Subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Donald Trump is in his 80s now, he's getting rather old, and he's leading us down a dark path with this war. There is no better person to call out this dark path than Donald Trump from about 15, 14 years ago. In 2012, he said, quote, "Now that Obama's poll numbers are in a tailspin, watch for him to launch a strike in Libya or Iran. He is desperate." Then he said, "The United States has spent $8 trillion fighting and policing the Middle East. Thousands of our great soldiers have died or been badly wounded. Millions of people have died on the other side. Going into the Middle East is the worst decision ever made." This was Donald Trump 7 years ago in October of 2019. This is something that we've been talking about on the show relentlessly. The debt is increasing. We did spend $8 trillion during the first few Middle Eastern wars, and now the interest on our debt is so bad that we're paying $1 trillion per year just on the interest. That's higher than our military budget. People complain about the military budget and they're right to do so, but the interest on our debt is higher. Then Donald Trump said, "Remember what I previously said. Obama will someday attack Iran in order to show how tough he is." This is Donald Trump in 2013. Man, he has an uncanny ability to predict his presidency like a decade prior through deranged criticisms of Obama. I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't even born in America, if Trump himself wasn't even born in America at this point, because everything he criticizes Obama of, he ended up being guilty of himself. To continue, and by the way, make sure you drop a like and make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are getting so incredibly close to 2 million subscribers. That is because of you all. We're a bunch of Gen Z workers working day in, day out to protect our democracy, fight for our democracy, and we make news for everybody of all ages, of all lived experiences. We want to continue to push for a better America. So subscribe below, join the community, and let's jump in to crazy J.D. Vance. Now, I want to remind you, there have been war crimes committed over the past month, just relentlessly. There was a girls' school in Iran struck during the opening salvo of this war. We learned from Drop Site News 1 hour ago that Israel has allegedly killed another paramedic in southern Lebanon, bringing the number of medical workers killed since March 2nd, 27 days, to at least 52 medical workers killed. As systematic Israeli strikes on ambulances continue, a separate strike also hit Lebanese civil defense centers just today. Let's go back to Trump in 2011. "In order to get elected, Barack Obama will start a war. Barack Obama will attack Iran. I predict that Barack Obama will at some point attack Iran. Remember that I predicted a long time ago that President Obama will attack Iran because of his inability to negotiate properly, not skilled. That is exactly what we saw with Donald Trump, and we are now in a situation where the Strait of Hormuz is closed. Gas prices are spiking. And this clip of J.D. Vance has 4 million views just on this Twitter account. Heading into the midterms, these high gas prices, combined with the high prices of other goods and services, combined with the lack of ACA subsidies and the tariff increase, this will all compound to smack Republicans in the face, and J.D. Vance is the one who is out there and heavily attached to it in the worst way. He's the one that seems the most hypocritical. I think that Marco Rubio might actually come out of this on top, despite him being very, very involved in the war, obviously more involved than J.D. Vance. I think Marco Rubio might be able to declare victory in his own way, and it might make him competitive in 2028 in a way that he wouldn't have been otherwise. Take a look at this clip of J.D. Vance.
Right. Gas prices have certainly gone up because of what's going on in the Middle East, but they're going to come down, right? This is a very, very temporary reaction to what is going to ultimately be a short-term conflict. I think the president's been very clear about this, that we're not interested in being in Iran a year down the road, 2 years down the road. We're taking care of business. We're going to be out of there soon.
That's a very, very interesting way of putting it. We're not interested in being there 1 year or 2 years down the road. So it could be months and months and months, he's saying. Secondly, we are already sending thousands of troops to the Middle East as I'm recording this video. And as you're watching this video, if it's within the 24, 48 hours of me making this video, they're sending 82nd Airborne Division to the Middle East. They're sending the Navy to the Middle East, sailors to the Middle East for some sort of operation. People are pointing out on Twitter, quote, "We're not interested in being in Iran 1 to 2 years down the road." Notice how quickly the timeline went from 4 to 6 weeks to 1 to 2 years max. They know these endless wars are unpopular, so they keep lying about the timeline and moving the goalpost. On the Adam Mockler Show, we've created a sort of phrase. At first, we were talking about mission creep, which is a very real established thing where you start a war and then the timeline and the scope and the scale of the war expands. And then before you know it, you are trillions of dollars in debt and 20 years into a war. But then we created something on this show called mission inversion. It's when you fuck up the original operation so badly that it inverts and your new operation is to fix whatever went wrong in the original operation. That is exactly what we are seeing right now as the Strait of Hormuz is closed and as there is absolute panic in Washington. As Furkan points out, absolute panic in Washington. Marco Rubio whines that Iran is planning to permanently control the Strait of Hormuz and charge a toll. Now listen, I don't like that Iran is doing this either. It hurts me, it hurts my family, it hurts the people around me, it hurts all Americans. But at the end of the day, we started this war, we are the aggressors, and they are just responding in any way they can. So Marco Rubio has no place to whine about this. He also admits the U.S. is powerless to stop it alone and begins to beg the rest of the world to sort of step in.
We're talking about this. There are some in the Iranian regime that are going around saying that they want to make the Strait of Hormuz tolling thing, they want to make it permanent. That's unacceptable. The whole world should be outraged by it. We're impacted by it a little bit, but the rest of the world is impacted by it a lot more, including many of the countries represented today here at the G7. And so if those countries are deeply impacted by it, all we've said is, you guys need to do something about it. We'll help you, but you guys are going to need to be ready to do something about it. Because when this conflict and when this operation ends, if the Iranians decide, well, now we control the Straits of Hormuz, and you can only go through here if you pay us, and if we allow you to, that's not only is it illegal under international law and maritime law, it's unacceptable.
There ain't no way. This is like a game of hot potato. Marco Rubio happily led the United States into this war along with Netanyahu, and Trump also has a lot of blame. They happily marched into this war, right? Now that it's gone wrong and the Strait of Hormuz is closed, they are desperately saying, wow, Europeans don't want to go on a suicide mission to escort ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Wow. Here's J.D. Vance, just being the lamest VP in American history.
I will say I took special note of one thing that she said, though. Kelly said that I'm the coolest vice president in American history. And I said, Kelly, that is a low standard. That is a very low bar. But I do think that I clear that bar. But I think that was a low standard she set me to. But
it's interesting. Right below him, the banner says lower paychecks. Sorry. Lower prices, bigger paychecks. That was a Freudian slip I had there because it is lower paychecks at this point. Wage growth is slowing. businesses aren't hiring. Unemployment is up because tariffs are squeezing these businesses. This is before the cost of this war is truly hitting the average American. I mean, it's hitting. It's hurting. It hurts me. It hurts everybody. Trust me. But just wait until diesel prices spike to a degree where businesses have to stop hiring, have to cut costs because they are now allocating more money, millions of dollars, towards gas prices. This will choke everybody. So J.D. Vance is lying, and J.D. Vance is gaslighting throughout all of this. I want to end this off with a clip of Pete Hegseth speaking while Donald Trump is struggling to stay awake. Struggling. This is our commander-in-chief and his bozo, Pete Hegseth.
You wouldn't know it if you listened to the dishonest hate Trump media, as you referenced. The folks here in the room, these cameras, they have a choice. You're either informing the American people of the truth or you're not. Because I hear it from my people every day. Behind every headline you write, there's a helicopter crew in the air. And behind every news banner you write, there's a battalion on the move.
Oh my God, he's kissing Trump's ass and Trump can't even stay awake during this. I hate this military slam poetry that Pete Hegseth engages in, where it's very clearly written by ChatGPT and he tries to read it off in some macho way. Even Trump cannot handle it. You know what? I'm going to leave it there. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are so incredibly close to 2 million subscribers. So double check below to make sure you are part of the community. I love each and every single one of you. I'll see you in the next one, and peace out.